This would revolve around paid search advertising and analytics with a potential pivot into consulting and marketing strategy.
Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Q&A Selling Online. This one is episode 103, and today I have with me one more time the beautiful assistant, Allison. Allison, go ahead with the question.
I'd like advice for careers and knowledge within the digital marketing field. This would revolve around paid search advertising and analytics with a potential pivot into consulting and marketing strategy. What steps do you think are necessary to be successful in this area? What new graduate programs at which companies would you recommend?
Thank you, Allison. And before I start, I want to just say that the question came from Craig, and this is Craig with a K. And it came from, he's Canadian, from BC. So Craig, thank you so much for the question. And it is super cool that you mentioned paid search. So it seems like the world has turned their back on paid search, and everyone now is just using the pay-per-click on the Facebook hyper-targeting techniques. Everybody's going that way now that, and actually now that everyone is using the Facebook advertising platform, there's a lot more room on AdWords. And at a lower cost, it's getting better by the day. But not only Google, but also that other search engine that everybody seems to hate, and it's Bing. It has some great costs, some cheap search term costs. Don't get me wrong, anyway. I've been managing Facebook ads, Facebook campaigns for many years, over 5 years now, and I will continue to do so as long as it's profitable. I'll continue to do them. But always remember that the best way to stand out is to get out of the crowd. Go where the puck is going or not where the puck is. As terms of, as for consulting, I think the best way to get into this is to market yourself. You actually market yourself first. You turn yourself into an authority using your marketing skills and in your social media. And then you join some Facebook groups and you provide lots of value and some accurate support in those groups by answering questions and all that stuff. And people, you'll be surprised. People will start adding you to their friend lists. They will start sending you private messages, and you can create, that's how you turn yourself into an authority and an expert in this subject. So somebody to follow when it comes to self-marketing or marketing yourself is Ty Lopez. When it comes to YouTube, he's probably one of the biggest guys out there when it comes to YouTube. He spends millions on YouTube yearly. And that's now because he has marketed himself into an expert and now he can afford to do so. As for your graduate programs, personally, I would pick a smaller company. Not anything tiny, but a small company, because it's easier to become a big fish in a small pond. And you have lots of time. You're a young fella. I saw your profile. You're a young fella. You have lots of time to turn yourself into an expert. And some things I recommend you do is lots of YouTube and mentors. But there's something you got to look into is make sure to follow the right experts on YouTube. Follow the right gurus and stay away from cat videos. Stay away from distractions. If you're going to be spending a lot of time on YouTube, avoid all that. Try to subscribe to some very knowledgeable marketers like Frank Kern, Ty Lopez, Neil Patel has another great person that markets himself. Russell Brunson, CEO owner of ClickFunnels. He is an amazing marketer as well. He actually has a record, I believe. He sold $3 million in 90 minutes on stage. And that was just a few weeks ago. And then also Simon Sinek. He's not a marketer per se, but there's a lot of knowledge that he can share. I mean, I'm saying these because these are some of the people that I do follow. So you feel free. If you know, of course, there's a ton of other people out there, the people that I follow as well, and some great podcasts out there as well, like Ty Lopez has his own podcast. Marketing Speak is one that I listen to every week. Marketing Speak is hosted by Stefan Spencer, and he's an amazing marketer. He has some of the biggest accounts out there. Everybody in the marketing world knows this guy. He's the one that wrote the book, The Art of SEO. And it's like 1,000 pages, huge book. This is it, Craig. I believe that's all I can say about this. And I look forward to chatting with you more. And thank you very much for your question. Keep them coming.